Lecture topic, The Mysterious Life of the Pious, Part 2.
وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِي. Imam Shafi says, I spend my night studying deen, you spend your night sleeping, and then you hoping that Allah must unite us in Jannat. وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِي. I'm saying today, my brother, even if you spend it in sleep, you are lucky. For Allah's sake, don't spend it in haram. Don't spend it in haram. So I recognized him. I came close. I said, Assalamu alaykum. Ghafar Allahu laka ya Uwais ibn Amir. Hayyak Allah. Allah bless you, Uwais. How are you doing? May Allah pardon you. He looked at me. He said, Wa anta ya Harim ibn Hayyan. Ghafar Allahu lak. And you also, Harim, the son of Hayyan. May Allah forgive you and pardon you. فعجبت كيف عرف اسمي واسم أبي لأنني ما رأيته ولا رأني. So I was puzzled because the first meeting, I've heard a lot about him, but obviously he doesn't know me. On the spot, he knew my name with no hesitation. He knew my father's name as well. So this was the beginning of a very mysterious meeting that was to unfold. These are the pious people. Read the narration. I gave you the reference. Ibn Asakir, Tariq Madinati Dimashq, 9th volume, page 421. So I said, كيف عرفت اسمي واسم أبي? You know what, with respect, how did you make me out in my father's name? He said, عرفت روحي روحك حين كلمت نفسي نفسك. عرفت روحي روحك حين كلمت نفسي نفسك. The pious dwell in a different world. The pious dwell in a different world. Like, unfortunately, the youth today, what do you say? No, he's on a high. He's not all there. He's on a buzz. He's on ecstasy. So he's in a different world. I went to just repair my radio at one person's place, not a Muslim brother. So in Indonesia. So I seen him, he was putting his whole cocktail together and a glass and a bottle, and this thing started eating me inside. And the other, it was his friend or cousin that was sorting out to my car a radio. So I said, this is an opportunity, let me speak to the man. You know, it's bothering me, young guy, and you know, he's putting it in his glass and chopping it. First time I'm seeing this whole modification that's happening. And Allah keep us away from it. We don't want to know, we don't want to know. But from time to time, the youth come and drop certain things in our ears to say, you know what, this is what's happening, so that you can address the congregation. So I said, hey, buddy, how's it, man? I'm cool, man. I said, hey, buddy, man, you know what, you're gonna mess your life up. Boss, if I don't take this, I will kill half of lands. I said, before he starts with me, Allah be my witness. I said, my Allah, what a time am I living in? What a time. I don't know, they're sisters, and I don't want to be obscene and immoral. But the other day, I was just listening to a radio program, and people were talking about their fantasies, and forgive me, I'm crying. Allah knows what I did. I offed it, I cried, I read Yasin, I took out dua, and I cried to Allah. I said, my Lord, what a time am I living in? My fears are not my children, my fears are myself. You know, we say, I'm worried about the children, as if we're safe. And people or men were phoning in and arguing and saying, you know, what is the thing that gives you the pinnacle of fantasy? And how many a man phoned in, and I couldn't bear it. I couldn't believe it. Was I hearing right? The thing that excites me the most is to see my wife intimate with a strange man to observe this. This gives me the pinnacle of fantasy. By Allah, I started tearing and speaking to Allah. My Allah, what a time am I living in? My Allah, where do I turn? Now when I was in Canada, one Mufti Sahib was speaking, he gave me such a brilliant advice. You know, often we have the dilemma, and we are at the crossroads to find the correct word from Arabic to translate into English. And one of the terminologies with which I've been juggling, and many scholars could perhaps identify, is the term ghayrat. Ghayrat is a phrase that is used in the hadith where Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, if I come home and I find my wife with a strange man, I will strike him with the sharp edge of my sword. And it obviously raised eyeballs and everybody said, wow. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ غَيْرَةِ سَعْدٍ. Are you astonished at the غَيْرَةِ of Sa'd? Commonly translated at the sense of honor. Inverted commas, the sense of honor. By Allah, I have a greater sense of honor. So this Mufti Sahab was telling me, he says, I heard an amazing thing from one scholar. He said, the nation that doesn't possess غَيْرَةِ, how can the language have a word for it? The nation that doesn't have غَيْرَةِ, how can their dictionary coin a word for it? Have غَيْرَةِ, then you can have a word for it. Have a sense of honor, then you have a terminology for it. But if this is the pinnacle of fantasy for you, then how can you coin a phrase? What a time have we come in. Is it still a priority for me to say who's playing and who's winning? And am I still going to queue to buy a ticket? I'm saying, my brother, what more will it take for me to get that jerk? For me to get that kick? For my eyes to open to harsh reality? So he told me, عرفت روحي روحك حين كلمت نفسي نفسك. You know what? When we got chatting, my soul recognized your soul before I could recognize you. I said, wow. I said, حدثني بحديث من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Can you share with me a hadith from Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم? So he said, let me be very bold and honest. إني لم أرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم تكن لي معه صحبة. I do not enjoy the privilege of seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence I am not a sahabi. ولكن رأيت رجالا أدركت رجالا رأوه فحدثوني عنه نحو ما حدثوك. But I have met the companions who have seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have narrated hadith to me, as I guess they've narrated hadith to you. So via the chain of Sahaba, I can narrate many hadith. ولكن أكره أن أفتح هذا الباب على نفسي أن أكون مفتيا أو محدثا أو قاصا. But I don't want to open up the door and suddenly have an influx of the public here that I'm narrating hadith and conducting discourses, and then people are crowding me. And you know what? My ego might get inflated. So I just want to keep myself low profile and avoid all these things. And I've got a lot of things to attend to myself. This is also in the narration. So I said, okay, that's fine. You want to read a verse of the Quran for me? He said, okay, I will read. فأخذ بيدي. He held my hand. ومشى بي على شاطئ الفرات. And we started strolling on the banks of the Euphrates River. Now again, I'm saying, my young brother, versus holding the palm of a strange woman and daringly walking in open, you know, in public view and earning the wrath of Allah and causing so many problems. If you heard and you read recently, then the region has been given an early warning of the fears of a quake. I mean, it was in the media. This might be a purely, exclusively scientific analogy to the whole thing. I heard a report recently on one of the radios. As a Muslim, we know there are not only physical reasons, but there are spiritual reasons as well. You discuss and debate and ask yourself, if you're importing prostitution into your shores in the thousands, should it not give me more reason to beg Allah for protection? It gave me a shiver. Oh my Allah, protect us. Did not the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, before Qiyamah a quake will come, يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ وَفِيهِمْ مَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. The quake will come and swallow everyone. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, وَفِيهِمْ أَسْوَاقُهُمْ وَمَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Oh Nabi of Allah, but there would be the innocent men walking there. There would be people trading in the marketplace. How would they be gripped in the quake? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when it comes to the worldly disasters, then it will not differentiate between the religious and the irreligious. The quake will swallow all. ثُمَّ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَى نِيَّاتِهِمْ. The distinction will manifest itself on the day of Qiyamah. My brothers, this time we do some serious soul searching. So you read the verse, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. Indeed, the promise of Allah will prevail. And we started strolling on the banks of the Euphrates River. Then he looked at me, he said, Harim, مَاتَ أَبُوكَ. Your father Adam has passed away. ماتت أمك, your mother Hawa has passed away. مات آدم, مات يوسف, مات داود, ومات محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the whole galaxy of prophets has passed away. ومات خليفة المسلمين أبو بكر, and the great scholar and the great giant and the great خليفة أبو بكر has passed away. ومات عمر, ومات عمر, وعمراه, وعمراه, وعمراه. And he said, my bosom friend, my good friend, Umar, Umar, Umar has passed away. And he broke down. So when he gained his composure, I said, with respect, just to set the record correctly, Umar is alive. So he said, don't be technical. You know, sometimes our youngsters think they're smart. No, 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 daddy, you don't understand. I don't understand? Or you don't understand? No, no, you. Slowly. Hold your tracks. You're a son. Understand your position. He said, إِنَّهُ قَدْ نَعَى إِلَيَّ. I am telling you, these are the last days of Umar. I've been informed Umar will be passing away shortly. I am telling you in advance. Read the narration, I've given it to you. I said, okay, Harim, you want to give me some pertinent advice? He said, don't forget death for a split second in your life. إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَمْ يُبْقِ لِمُؤْمِنٍ فَرَحًا. The reality of death has snatched the element of joy from every Muslim permanently. Because there's death lurking and on him, there's just no room for joy. A. B. Make it a point to visit the pious. Make it a point to visit the pious. Today, unfortunately also, ulterior motives have crept in everything. They've even contaminated those things that have apparent good intentions or good flavor. So I'm afraid many people are also assimilating and associating with pious with ulterior motives. Many people are doing this as endorsement to their wrong. How often I have been cautioned, been invited, in principle you agree, and then you told, Sheikh, Marana, don't honor this agreement. But brother, why? Look here, there's a detailed story to this here. I don't want to get into the details and I don't want to badmouth anyone, but do your homework and then decide if you should honor this invite of this particular person in this country and then make your decisions. Then you do a bit of homework and you realize that, you know what, the issue is in shambles. You come in there, supports the whole thing, endorses it, condones it, approves it. Innocently come in only to know that, you know what, it's murky and there's smoke screening happening around your name. Visit the pious innocently and honestly, sincerely, earnestly. Two. Third, recite durood in abundance. Let us all recite once at least. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika al-nabiyyi al-ummiyyi al-hashimiyyi al-makkiyyi al-madaniyyi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Then he said to me something very amazing. He said, Ya Harim, لا تنظر في صغر ذنبك ولكن انظر من عصيته. لا تنظر في صغر ذنبك ولكن انظر من عصيته. فإن صغرت ذنبك فقد صغرت ربك. فإن صغرت ذنبك فقد صغرت ربك. وإن عظمت ذنبك فقد عظمت ربك. Harim, I'm giving you one pertinent advice. Don't ever look at the nature of the crime you have committed or the nature of the offense, but rather look at whose law you have violated. So don't debate the academics and the logistics. It's sunnat, it's makruh, it's optional, it's don't debate the logistics and the academics of it, but see whose law you have violated, because if you trivialize the crime, in essence, you consider your Allah insignificant. In essence, you consider your Allah nothing. فَإِن صَغَّرْتَ ذَنْبَكَ فَقَدْ صَغَّرْتَ رَبَّكَ. If you say, now that I can live with, that I can do with, then you are saying Allah is something. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's tantamount. It's tantamount. By implication, that Allah I can shun. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَإِنْ عَذَّمْتَ ذَنْبَكَ فَقَدْ عَذَّمْتَ رَبَّكَ. And if you consider the crime grave and serious, then obviously you consider the magnanimity and the grandeur of Allah great. He then said to me, Harim, that's about all and that wraps up our discussion. إني لا أراك بعد اليوم وأنت لا تراني. This is the last we have met. You will not see me and I will not see you. فإني كثير الهم شديد الغم. I've got a lot of issues in my own private life. I need to sort out myself. وأنا أكره الشهرة. I am allergic to publicity. I'm allergic. I cannot handle the podium and the platform. Like how we are allergic to seclusion. We have to be on the stage. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Allah says, and they love to be praised for things they haven't done. When the praise is coming, let it come. Unfortunately, that has become the nature. Hungry, hungry for praise, hungry for recognition. So it ended in this way. And then he said this. I said, make Allah's dua in my favor. Look at this dua. He said, Allahumma inna hadha yaz'umu annahu atani za'iran fika. Oh Allah, the gentleman here claims that he has traveled all the way exclusively to meet you, to meet me for your pleasure. I cannot verify or negate the validity of his intentions or otherwise, but so does he claim. If the man is genuine in his claim, then I ask you through the medium of the bond that I have with you, put him in your Jannat. Oh my Allah, the gentleman, you know, like, you just pick up the phone, listen, I'm sending him, yeah, he's my guy, take care, okay, salam, sort it out. My brother, إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ وَتَأْمُلُهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ وَتَأْمُلُهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ. The man you are running behind, the man you are clogging to, the man you are passionately following him, he is a pauper and so is his father. He is a pauper and so is his father. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Go to the original source. Go direct. Direct importers. Move the middle man. Allahumma inna hadha yaz'umu annahu atani za'iran fika. Allah, the man says he's come. Allah, in relation to the bond we enjoy, put the man in your Jannat. He said this and he turned away. وَهُوَ يَبْكِي وَأَنَا أَبْكِي. Harim said, it was such an emotional ending. I was in tears, he was in tears. He sobbed and I sobbed. I said, can I sit more with you? He said, I'm afraid that's it. There will be no longer discussions. I looked at him, I tried to pursue, he just didn't allow me. I kept my gaze and my thoughts ran with him as long as I could see, and that was the end of it. Read the narration. After that, I tried my level best, I never could locate the man. فَمَا أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ جُمْعَةٌ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَرَاهُ فِي مَنَامِي مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. But with the grace of Allah, since that day till the day I died, a week hasn't passed in my life, but that Allah has favored me with seeing him in a dream at least twice a week. Now, who was Uwais ibn Amir? One of them said, I mock at him. Where did you find him? On the banks of the Euphrates River. What was he clad with? With woolen clothes. But what was his bond? My Nabi told Umar, take his dua. Another narration. Tirmizi. Nabi alayhi salam said, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِشَفَاعَةِ رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي أَكْثَرْ مِّنْ بَنِي تَمِيمٍ. The narration of Tirmizi. Nabi alayhi salam says, on the day of Qiyamah, every man will be passionate to win the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, just as I will intercede, but there will also be one person from my ummah on whose hands Allah will cause more people's entry into Jannah than the entire population of Banu Tamim. And these were big volumes and big numbers. يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِشَفَاعَةِ رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي أَكْثَرْ مِّنْ بَنِي تَمِيمٍ. The great giant, Hassan Basri says, there's no doubt it can only be Uwais ibn Amir al-Qarni. A man washing clothes on the banks of the Euphrates River enjoys a relation that he will be taking thousands with him in Jannah. I'm saying, my brother, what you do doesn't have to be loud. Doesn't have to be on a macro level. And I'm not necessarily saying if it is loud, it's wrong. I'm saying ikhlas is the key ingredient. Ikhlas is the key ingredient. Let it be between you and Allah. People might not know when you're born and where you die, where you live, what you eat. But this is the bond you enjoy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another incident, I know time is against us. Umair ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi. Umar radiallahu anhu had deputed him as the governor of Hims. The people of Hims had a reputation that no governor could last there. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, this man, he's robust, he's strong, he's tough. He will able to ward off all the negative criticism and he will live up to the standards and the demands of transparency and loyalty and faithfulness. So anyway, he goes there and he's posted as the governor. لم يكتب إلى أمير المؤمنين كتابا ولم يبعث إلى بيت مال المسلمين من الفيء درهما ولا دينارا. In the 1 year, no correspondence, no revenue coming forward. فأخذت الشكوك تساور عمر إذ كان شديد الخشي على ولاته من فتنة الإمارة. So Umar radiallahu anhu started getting confused and worried and afraid and apprehensive. 1 year, no correspondence. Is the man also gripped in the web of affluence? Has he also been plagued by this wealth, position and glory? فدعا عمر كاتبه. Umar calls his scribe. He says, write من عمر ابن الخطاب إلى عمير ابن سعد. This is a letter from Umar to عمير ابن سعد. إذا جاءك كتاب أمير المؤمنين فدع حمص وأقبل عليه. When you receive my letter, leave Hims and come away immediately. وَحْمِلْ مَعَكَ مَا جَبَيْتَ مِنْ فَيْءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And whatever revenue you have assembled, bring it along. We would like to just go through it and audit it and look at the finances and see if it all balances out. So when he heard this, he got ready, nothing to hide. Transparent, honest, obeying Allah. Anytime, we're ready for anything. إِنْطَلَقَ يَحُثُّ الْخُطَى مَشْيًا عَلَىٰ قَدَمَيْهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He comes walking to Medina. فما كاد عمير يبلغ المدينة حتى شحب لونه وهزل جسمه وطال شعره وظهرت عليه وعثاء السفر. He's frail, he's thin, he's weak, he's sick. Umar looked at him and he said, ما بك يا عمير? Are you the governor of Hims? He said, yes indeed. What happened with you? What's up? He said, ما بي من شين? I'm good, I'm fine, everything is okay. أنا صحيح معافا بحمد الله, I'm fine. أَحْمِلُ مَعِي الدُّنْيَا كُلَّهَا. I practically own the whole world. So Umar said, and what do you have with you that you've brought along? He said, مَعِي جِرَابِي قَدْ وَضَعْتُ فِيهِ زَادِي. I've got my little food, my provisions that I bring along. وَمَعِي قَصْعَتِي آكُلُ فِيهَا. I've got a platter from which I eat. وَمَعِي قِرْبَةٌ لِوُذُوءِ وَمَائِي. And I've got my water vessel, utensil, from which I make wudu and I drink my water. Umar radiallahu anhu said, وَهَلْ جِئْتَ مَاشِيًا. As the governor, you've come walking. Is that correct? He said, yes, indeed. Now, you don't want to talk about the perks. The ex-mayor or the ex-minister gets, not to speak about the guy who was subjected to impeachment or subjected to some disciplinary hearing and hence he lost his case. I mean, just look at the political landscape of the world. And you see this game that has been played out. You know, yesterday the head and today under investigation. Yesterday there's a cloud of immorality hanging and there's a cloud of rape against you and then now the head of state. Yesterday in jail and then now on the throne. Today on the throne and tomorrow in jail. Just look at this political game that's been playing out on the global level. If you don't have to, you know, a man with half a brain can understand the temporary nature of this world. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا. We rotate it, we juggle it, we turn it. Sometimes we give it here, sometimes we snatch it. Sometimes we give it temporary, sometimes we pull it back. That is why in Surah Hadid, when Allah exhorted us to spend in His path, Allah said, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِي. Spend from the money over which you've been given temporary ownership. What's the words of the Quran? Al-istikhlaf. You've been deputized. You don't own it. How dare you mize with other people's wealth? Sometimes you give a boy, right, take this 100 bent. Okay, boys, go splash it. Now he says, no, we can't buy this. Hey, hang on, my friend. It's not your money. You were told to spend it. You're carrying on like you're giving it. And suddenly he assumes authority and possession and, you know, it's mine. So anyway, Umair, have you come walking? Yes, indeed. Ama u'tita min al-imarati dabbatan tarkabuha. Were you not given a state conveyance? Hum lam yu'tuni wa ana lam atlub minhum. They never offered, I never asked. Wa ayna ma atayta bihi li bayti al-mal. The revenue you've brought, you want to bring it forward? Lam ati bi shay'in. I don't have a dime. And 1 year, how did you spend it? What happened? He said, listen, my brother, let me be very honest, Umar. Lamma balagtu Hims, when I was appointed as the governor of Hims. Now, you don't want to talk of the bash when he's sworn in. Lamma balagtu Hims, when I arrived at Hims, jama'tu sulaha'a ahliha. I gathered the noble people of the community. Wa wallaytuhum jam'a fayihim. I said, listen, let me tell you something. Money is a very, very thorny issue. In money, many hands get burnt, and many people drown, and many ships are wrecked. I want to keep myself furthest away from finance. You people will gather the funds. We will sit down commonly to discuss the dispensation of funds, but I will not take excess of 1 cent. I want to keep myself as far as I can from this year. فَكُلَّمَا جَمَعُوا شَيْئًا إِسْتَشَرْتُهُمْ فِي أَمْرِهِ وَوَضَعْتُهُ فِي مَوَاضِعِهِ وَأَنْفَقْتُهُ عَلَى الْمُسْتَحِقِّينَ. So every time they would gather revenue, we would sit down, discuss it. I would say, right, we can channel it here, apply our mind. Right, okay, that's it, fine, perfect, let it go. And in this way, money would come and we would channel it out. Umar was blown away. Umar was impressed. He was just taken aback. He said, جَدِّدْ عَهْدًا لِعُمَيْرٍ عَلَى وِلَايَةِ حِمْسِ. Now, we know Umar had a stringent eye. Umar had a very critical eye, and it was in the interest of the Muslims. Umar said, I hereby extend your position and we renew your contract. Nowadays, the man barely sits in office and he volunteers himself. He just came first day in office and I volunteer for 2 terms. I just got back from Zimbabwe, by the way. No offense. I said, brothers, you'll know better. Volunteering for multiple terms. He said, Umar said, we are extending your term. You will serve longer. He said, hayhata, hayhata. Hayhata, hayhata. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ لَا أُرِيدُهُ وَلَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَكَ وَلَا لِأَحَدٍ بَعْدَكَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Umar, your seniority in its place, your respect in its place. You can get away with anything but imposing on me to serve one more day as the governor. That's it. I'm out of this year. ثُمَّ اسْتَأْذَنَهُ بِالذِّهَابِ إِلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ فِي ضَوَاحِ الْمَدِينَةِ. I want to take up residency in one of the most remote towns of Medina. I don't want to be known anywhere. I did my 1 year, let fresh blood come in, take over. The challenges are too daunting, the answerability is too great. How am I going to fare before my Allah? I had my term, 1 year, that's it. With respect, Umar, no offense, you will not impose me to serve for one more day. I'm saying, my brother, ask yourself, if you're serving on a board or school trust or anything, what's the motivating factors? I said this in lightheartedness, but it's a reality. One brother was asked to serve in on a school board. So he asked me advice. I said, you know what? I think keep away. My honest opinion. Next minute, I see he took up the post, asked him why. He said, you know what? At least my children's fees are reduced, man. Part of the perks. I said, my brother, are you sitting on that board claiming to represent the interests of our children at the cost of looking at your financial benefit? Is that the factor which governs you there, which drives you there? Then tomorrow when you will see a drop in the education, when you'll see a brother loitering with a sister, when you will find irregularities and inconsistencies, it won't bother you. Because you covered, your perks are taken care of. He said, Umar, I'm afraid I stepped down. I'm going to go stay in one of the outskirts of Medina. Umar tried to pursue him, nothing doing, he went away. Now, Umar, like I said, Islamically we've been taught to think good of people. However, we mustn't be gullible also. We must create a distinction. We must have a positive mind, but we must have an alert mind. We must be vigilant. We must be active. We must be aware. It mustn't be people can just buy us and sell us. Umar said, let's just do some checks on the man. فَدَعَى رَجُلٌ يُدْعَى الْحَارِثِ He called a man by the name of Harith. He said, انْتَلِقْ إِلَىٰ عُمَيْرٍ وَأَنْزِلْ بِهِ كَأَنَّكَ ضَيْفٌ Do me a favor, this man now has taken up residency in one of the very remote towns there on the outskirts of Medina, within the boundaries of Medina. You go there and camouflage as a visitor and stay there. فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ آثَارَ نِعْمَةٍ فَعُدْ كَمَا أَتَيْتَ If you go then you see pomp, glory, affluence, softness, you come away immediately. وَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ حَالًا شَدِيدَةً فَأَعْطِهِ هَذِهِ الدَّنَانِيرِ But if you go then you see poverty, adversity, challenges, the man is honest, then you give him this 100 dinars. And he gave him a bag and he said, you drop it there. انطلق الحارث, Harith goes. He comes there, he says, I'm looking for the former governor of Hims. People say, wait, there's nobody here. Look around, finally find a little small place. The former governor. This is how he's living. So he finds a little small place there, goes in. He says, brother, I'm here in the neighborhood. If you could just extend a hand of courtesy and if I could put up at your place. He said, no, that's fine. Min ayna ataita? Where are you coming from? Min al-Madina. Kayfa tarakta al-Muslimin? How's the Muslims doing in Medina? Bikhair. They're in good spirit. Kayfa tarakta Amir al-Mu'mineen? How's my good friend Umar? He said, Umar is in form. Umar is in form. Alaysa yuqimu hudud Allah? Is he still executing the divine laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, indeed. Walaqad ata ibnan lahu ala fahishatin ataha. Umar is very diligently executing to the extent he even executed a penalty against his son who was found guilty of some act of immorality. He did not differentiate between his son or anyone else. So Sa'id ibn Umar teared and he lifted his hands and he said, Allahumma a'in Umara. Fa'inni la a'lamuhu illa shadeed al-hubb lak. Allah, Umar is a great man. I served 1 year as the governor under the auspices of Umar. I couldn't floor him for a second. Allah, I know the man loves you dearly. He's honest in his position. Take care of him and aid him in his cause. Imagine that if members are making dua for the Amir, for the leader. Today there's bickering, there's abuse, there's vulgarity, there's gossip, there's circles. Where do we turn? Oh my Lord, where do we turn? أقام الحارث في ضيافة عمير بن سعد ثلاث ليال. 3 days he puts up there. فكان يخرج له في كل ليلة قرصا من الشعير. Every day he used to give him a pinch of barley. That's it. فلما كان اليوم الثالث, on the third day, قال للحارث رجل من القوم. One person from the neighborhood came to him. He said, brother, you're a stranger here, you're a visitor. He said, yes, indeed. No offense. I just want to tell you, لقد أجهدت عميرا وأهله. فليس عندهم إلا هذا القرص الذي يؤثرونك به على أنفسهم. Umar is considered the poorest man in the locality. And the pinch of barley that he's giving you, he's depriving himself and his wife, and that's how he's giving it to you. So I don't want to become personal. فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَن تَتَحَوَّلْ عَنْهُمْ إِلَيَّ فَفَعْلْ If it's not making you awkward and unpleasant, my house is more than open, but don't burden this man. He's a very pious man, and he loves hand to mouth. So he said, okay, brother, I appreciate it. But he was unaware that, you know what, this was a put-up, it was an act. When he seen everything, Harith took out the dinars and he dropped the dinars and he said, Salaamu Alaikum, off I go. So Umair ibn Sa'd said, Wama hadihi? And what is this? He said, Ba'atha biha ilayka Amirul Mu'mineen. Amirul Mu'mineen has sent this to you. He said, Ruddaha ilayhi waqra alayhi salam wa kullahu la hajata li Umair. Give my friend Umar my choices, regards. Return the parcel. Tell him Umair is in good spirit and is financially stable. He doesn't need a send for now. He said, I'm seeing the contradiction, I'm seeing the desperation, abject poverty below the bread line. And the man says he needs nothing. Anyway, there's a bit of a scuffle. فَسَمِعَتْ زَوْجَتُهُ مَا يَدُورُ بَيْنَ زَوْجِهَا وَضَيْفِهِ The wife overhears the altercation between the husband and the visitor. So the wife said, Umair, take it, man, don't play so tough. خذها يا عمير I mean that's quite familiar خذها يا عمير take it فإن احتجت أنفقتها وإلا وضعتها في مواضعها فالمحتاجون هنا كثير If we need it, we'll use it. If not, there is a list of poor people. We can dispense of the funds tomorrow. So when Harith heard the sentiments of the wife, he said, right, I'm not going to take this. He dropped it and off he went. Umair ran behind him, nothing doing. Umair then gathered all the money, fi surarin saghiratin, put it in small packets, وَلَمْ يَبِتْ لَيْلَتَهُ تِلْكَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ أَنْ وَزَّعَهَا. And before the sun could tip on the western horizon, he had distributed every cent. وَخَصَّ مِنْهُمْ أَبْنَاءَ الشُّهَدَىٰ. And he paid special tribute to the children of martyrs. Those whose parents were martyred, he paid special tribute to them and went to them and took good care of them. He took personal private care of them. عَادَ الْحَارِثُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He comes to Medina. Umar is all excited. How was your stay? مَذَا رَأَيْتَ يَا حَارِثُ حَالًا شَدِيدًا. Umar, Saeed is just amazing. He's a different man altogether. أَتَفَعْتَ التَّنَانِيرِ. You gave him the envelope, you gave him what I gave. He said, yes, indeed. What was the reaction? He said, look, initially he declined, then I imposed it, and then I excused myself. But مَا أَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ أَبَقَى لِنَفْسِهِ dirham. The way I gather, I doubt the man spared a dirham for himself. Umar was too anxious. He said, write a letter quickly and tell him he must come now. I want to know what he did with the money. Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to him. The letter reaches him. In that, Umar addresses him, come away immediately to Medina. He was in Medina, but on the outskirts. It wasn't getting onto a flight or getting onto a car. It was obviously walking or riding, whatever modes of transport was available. He comes to Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar said, ماذا صنعت بالدنانير? Umar, what did you do with the dinars? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, وما عليك بعد أن دفعتها? Umar, with respect, once you've given it to me, you don't have the right to question me. With respect. That's what I need to do with it. That's my choice. I've exercised my prerogative and I'm entitled to do what I want to. So Umar said, you're right. Azamtu alayk. I'm not imposing, I'm imploring you. I just want to know, what have you done? He said, iddakhartuha li nafsi li antafi'a biha fi yawmin la yanfa'u fihi malun wa la banun. Iddakhartuha li nafsi li antafi'a biha fi yawmin la yanfa'u fihi malun wa la banun. I have banked it and stored it and deposited it so that I can use it on the day when no wealth or children will avail. Umar burst out into tears and he said, Ashhadu annaka min alladhina yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. I swear by Allah, you belong to that category which the Quran said, yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. They spend despite poverty being their lot. ثم أمر له بوسط من طعام وثوبين. Umar said, take a camel load of grain and I've got some clothes for you. He said, أما الطعام فلا حاجة لنا فيه. We still got barley there. What am I going to do with the food? The clothes, I'll take it. My wife's clothes are gone torn and tattered. She's on the verge of losing what she has. قد كاد التعرى. I'll take the two pieces of cloth and whatever material, I'll give it to her. As he walked away, Umar started tearing. He said, وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ لِي رِجَالًا مِثْلَ عُمَيْرِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ أَسْتَعِينُ بِهِمْ فِي أَعْمَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I wish I could clone Umair ibn Sa'd. I wish we had more Umairs in this ummah. The destiny of this ummah was different. I say to you, Umar, you still had one. The ummah has become bankrupt. We don't have any Umairs. Umar, we are orphans. Umar, we are paupers. You still had Umair on your side. You yourself were a giant. You had cushions to cushion you. You could fall on people. Umar, we cannot look up to anyone. I'm saying again, my brother, from the governor of Hims to a simple location, lived his life and had a noble death. I'll end on the last incident and wrap up on this note. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's daughter received a proposal from Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the ruler, the governor, Yazid the prince. With that proposal comes the package, comes the authority. Abu Darda looked into the matter, he declined. Fasara dhalika fin nas. It became the gossip of the town. People said, you heard that Muawiyah has declined. Abu Darda has declined. And he has refused the proposal of the prince. So, when he started gaining momentum, he said, let me set the record correctly. He said, people, you people are talking and frowning and objecting on my questions why I didn't get my daughter married to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Inni taharraytu fima sana'tu salaha amrid darda. I reflected at length and I consulted with Allah via istikhara in the good interests of my daughter. And thereafter, I took the decision I took. So people said, and how do you justify that this is in her interest? He said, كَيْفَ بِهَا كَيْفَ بِهَا إِذَا وَجَدَتْ نَفْسَهَا فِي قُصُورٍ يَخْطَفُ لَأْلَاؤُهَا الْبَصَرُ وَوَجَدَتْ أَمَامَهَا الْعَبِيدَ وَالْخَدَمُ أَيْنَ يُصْبِحُ دِينُهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ. I'm just saying, my daughter grew up simple with values and principles. Suddenly she's going to find herself in the lap of super luxury. I wonder if she'll be able to carry herself. I wonder if she'll be able to carry herself with these amenities, this wealth, this glory, this pomp, this fame. And I said, what would happen to the deen? Inevitably, it's going to bring heat on her religion and compromise her values. And I took the decision what I've taken, and I'm happy with it. When Abu Darda radiallahu anhu passed away, Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i, Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i seen a dream. And in the dream, he seen Marjan Akhdar, a green meadow. Wafir al-Afya, broad landscape. Beautiful, you know, appealing to the eye, soothing to the heart, breathtaking view. Fihi qubbatun azimatun. In the center was this massive tent. So he asked in the dream of a sahabi, liman hada, for who is this beautiful sight and this wonderful scenery? He said, li Abdurrahman ibn Auf. This belongs to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Fattala'a Abdurrahman min al-qubba. Suddenly Abdurrahman ibn Auf comes out of the tent. And he says, yabna Auf, hada ma a'tana Allahu bil-Qur'an. This is what Allah has given me in lieu of my love for the Qur'an. But then he tells me, Auf, it doesn't all end here. وَلَوْ طَلَعْتَ هَذِهِ الثَّنِيَّةِ لَرَأَيْتَ مَا لَمْ تَرَ عَيْنُكَ وَسَمِعْتَ مَا لَمْ تَسْمَعْ أُذُنُكَ وَوَجَدْتَ مَا لَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. Just go a little forward. There's a slight hill. Climb on the hill. You will be speechless. You will be spellbound to see the bounties, the privileges, the amenities. So I barely go up and I say, wow, my words. And I'm just gripped and riveted. So I asked Abdurrahman ibn Auf, for who is all this? He said, "Thus Allah kept for Abu Darda. Thus Allah kept. He kept away from it in the world. هذا كله لأبي الدرداء لأنه كان يدفع عنه الدنيا بالراحتين. Because he spent with both his hands. I'm saying kept himself simple, had a simple thing, and took in big measure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He instill and infuse within us the quality of sincerity and ikhlas. My opening comments move at a snail's pace, but on the right road, then run like a deer on the wrong road. I would like to extend my gratitude to Brother Yusuf Jiva and his family, Morana Musa, and everybody else here. It's always been a warm reception. It's always been a great coming here. In addition to myself, my family equally enjoyed. May Allah bless you. May Allah unite us. May Allah unite us in the gardens of Jannah as He has united us. And obviously my special gratitude and recognition to Mawlana Nazir as well. Allah bless his endeavors and take it from strength to strength. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma ij'al ijtima'ana hadha ijtima'an marhuma. Wa tafarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma. ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين، واجعلهم هداة مهتدين، لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين، اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان. اللهم استر عيوبنا واشرح صدورنا وتولنا بالحسنى وزيننا بالتقوى واجمع لنا خير الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا، ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا مرفقا. اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة، فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.